is Ron's update number 114. Well, I'm sitting in my den on a Saturday evening late. I haven't run in the past 2 weeks except for one day due to this cold or flu or whatever it is I've got. So today I did run Saturday. It was the first day, and I actually had a decent run. I was surprised. I went down to Camp Creek Parkway. No, not Camp Creek Parkway. That's down by the airport, Atlanta Airport. Camp Creek Greenway Trail, which is in Lilburn. There's a big difference between the two. Camp Creek Parkway is a road. A lot of cars divided. Anyway, getting back to this thing. I went over to the Greenway Trail, and I decided it's time that I need to run. And I knew after not having run for almost 2 weeks, I have walked a couple of times, but to me that really doesn't count. That's kind of trying to maintain, I guess. I thought that maybe what I would do is do a 15-15 Galloway. I had never done a 15-15 before, but I've listened to podcasts where Jeff Galloway has said that he uses a 15-15 in some of these races. So I thought I'd give it a try just, you know, to see. And it sounded pretty comfortable to me after having not run for a while, that running 15 seconds and walking 15 seconds would be a lot easier to do. So that's what I did. And I was surprised. I did a little over 3 miles, I think, 3.34 total. It was basically a 3 mile run with three 20 second pickups at the end. That's with a 2 minute walk between them. And that's where I got the extra 0.34 miles in that workout. But anyway, I averaged, I think, about a 12:58 for the 3 miles, which is faster than what I've been doing on my regular runs lately. It seems like most of the ones I've been doing were like 13:40 in that range, something like that anyway. So that 15:15 worked out pretty good. Plus, I mean, it was comfortable, like I thought it was. So tomorrow I have a run planned out at Stone Mountain tomorrow morning, which will be my long run. And since I haven't run for a couple of weeks, I figured, well, let's do the old 15:15 again and see how that works out. I'm either going to try to get in 6 or 7 miles. It just depends on how I feel. Laura's going to come over to the house here about 8:30 in the morning. Then we're going to go out to Stone Mountain and run. So we'll see how that goes. As it turns out, Laura was sick and she didn't get to run with me. Hopefully it'll go as good as my 3 miler was today. Anyway, I was impressed with this 15:15 thing. It just baffles me that, you know, well, let's admit, I'm being 73, right? You're not talking a speed demon anymore. But back 15, 20 years ago, I would have laughed if somebody told me I'd be doing a 15-second walk and a 15-minute run. That was a 15-second walk and a 15-second run, you old geezer. To do a 6 or 7 mile run. I mean, I would have just thought those people are crazy. Because back then, I was running out at Stone Mountain doing 5 mile loop and 43 minutes, you know, stuff like that. And now it's like I do a 5-mile loop in maybe an hour and 10, something like that. Hour 7, I don't know. Anyway, I just think it's humorous. But the one thing that I always go back to, even though I'm slowing down, I'm still doing it, and that's all that's important to me. One thing I want to do this coming year, this isn't like my New Year's resolution or anything, but I do want to do a lot more races than I did last year. I mean, 3 races in a year is not much. So I thought that possibly with this 10K program that I'm working on from Runkeeper. Oh, and I what I did, since I lost 2 weeks, basically, I went into Runkeeper, and you can move the program. So I moved it up 3 weeks, give myself some slack. So this way I don't feel like I've lost anything. I just am starting back, you know, moving everything up 3 weeks, which will work out fine, I believe. That's why I was going whether I might do a 6 or a 7 miler, because originally my program was a 7 miler, and it was like three miles at a what they call a steady pace, then 3 miles at a fast pace, and then 1 mile at a steady pace. So that was like in the build-up, there was a 6-mile run, a 7-mile run, and then the 7-mile with the steady and fast. Well, now I'm back to the 6. So that's where I'm at. I'm going to do the 6-mile run, I believe, and move on from there. Is that making sense? I hope so. Anyway, we're going to be doing that tomorrow. The weather's supposed to be pretty good. It's supposed to be in the 60s for a change. It was supposed to be in the 60s today. I think when I ran, it was close to 50, I guess, and sunny, a little breezy, but comfortable. And tomorrow it'll probably be around the same temperature, because that 60 degrees and above is in the afternoon later on. And I'll be running in the morning probably around 9 o'clock by the time we get out there. So that's my update for now, and I'll give you another one and let you know how things are progressing. Okay, see ya.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.